Blessings, blessings.
Good afternoon, for those on flight 5118, full service to Syracuse. Today we do have an on-time departure of 2:29 p.m. A flight time of 1 hour and 8 minutes with estimated time arrival in Syracuse at 3:37 p.m. Today we're flying on a CRJ-900 aircraft, which means most of your carry-on size bags won't fit in your overhead compartments. During the boarding process, we'll be giving you ping tags, and your bags will be available for pickup plane side in Syracuse.
Kindly share. Word. Quick word.
Once again, we're paging the following Toronto passengers: Amber Murray, Margaret Murray, Osha Ogiva, Haram Four,
Don
Ruiz. If you're in the gatehouse, please see us here with your passport.
Quick word, kindly share. I believe that somebody needs this word. Somebody needs this word. Somebody needs this word. Thank you. Thank you. Quickly, quickly share. God bless you. It's been ages, almost 2 years. I haven't been on the social media.
This is a pre-boarding announcement of flight 5213, outside the Raleigh Gare. Anyone that needs additional time?
God has a word for somebody.
You can now board.
If you can hear me, just wave at me. Give me a wave. If you can hear me. I would like to share something God put in my spirit. You know, we hear JFK about to board to Boston. And the Lord put a word in my spirit. He said, hope with patience. Hope with patience. I said, God, why hope with patience? Then he said, look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. And this is the scripture that came. Someone kneel, I'm to God bless you. Can you hear me? Just say yes if you can hear me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3 says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope. Bless you, Apostle Abraham. Kindly share, kindly share. Let me just share a quick word with you. Patience of hope. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 3, which means the very foundation of hope is completed by the virtue of patience. Hope in Christ plus patience is a guarantee of our desired outcome. Is there something you have been trusting God for? Hoping, trusting, believing God for years, for months. And it's as if, when would my prophetic word come to pass? When at all would God bring into manifestation his word concerning? That thing that is hoped for can only come into maturation, manifestation, when hope meets patience. So quickly, I would like to expound and expansionate on what I call hoping with patience. Hoping with patience. Share the broadcast quickly. I'm just going to be here for 10 minutes. In Romans chapter 8, verse 25, Paul said, but if we hope for what we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. If there is something you are trusting God for that you haven't seen yet, it is through the force of patience that you can see it.
Boarding all passengers on flight number 5112.
It means impatience will lead to the frustration of expectation. Impatience. There are many believers today who have not seen what God wants them to see in life. There are many believers today who have not seen the manifestation of every word God spoke to them because they are not patient to wait for it. So what now is the import and the impact of patience? What is the import and the impact of patience? Number one, share this broadcast. Number one, patience is the vehicle for the completion of the race in life. Patience is the vehicle for the completion of the race of life. Patience. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, we see Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who subjected himself to the cross. And now he says that run with patience the race. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I need to read this scripture to you. So I have just 10 minutes to go. I need you to hear this. Please share the broadcast. I haven't been here in a long time. Share the broadcast. Let me share this word with you. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us run the race with patience. Which means every race requires patience to be run. Every race in life requires patience to finish.
In cabin 3 to Toronto, welcome aboard.
Whatever you are going after,
once again, the last and final boarding call for passenger Beth Luca
will cost you to reach.
Please board at this time. Your flight is ready for departure. Your seat is subject to cancellation.
We live in a generation of fast track.
Doors will be closed in 5 minutes and will now reopen.
I need the miracle, I need the door, I need the marriage, I need the job, I need a testimony now. But God sent me to tell you, whatever you are going after, it is the force of patience. You hit your targets in life by patience. We hit great marks in life by patience. What is patience? The tenacity, the endurance, the long suffering. Every destination is reachable if patience is available. Hey, Sophia, God bless you. Every destination is reachable if patience is available. Every expectation is achievable if patience is on ground. Anything you are trusting God for is possible with patience. If that destination is meaningful, then patience is the capital requirement. I'm here today to strengthen your elbows, to empower you with faith that it will happen. Whatsoever God has designed for your life, Yahwa, I owe you a birthday gift. It will happen. Number two, patience facilitates the inheritance of divine promises. Share this broadcast. Patience facilitates the inheritance of divine promises. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Through faith and patience, you inherit every prophetic fulfillment, every promise of God, through faith and patience. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 30 says, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Every great man you have seen, every father of faith, God used 30 years to raise a savior, Jesus. 3 years to fulfill salvation promise for mankind. God used 40 years to raise a prophet Moses. In and out, 80 years to get him prepared. We live in a generation where people are in a hurry. And when you are in a hurry, you can do stuff that you are not supposed to do. So after you have prayed, sacrificed, worshipped, you need patience as a key virtue to access your manifestation. We have scriptural examples like Noah. Noah was 500 years when God told him of a flood.
Final boarding call for Delta 4989 to Toronto. All passengers, please board now through gate
and
A16.
That he should prepare
final
for
boarding
it.
Call.
And the flood came in the 600th year of Noah's life. 100 years gap in between Noah receiving the word from God and the flood coming into pass. So people may have mocked at the prophetic word that you received. People may have laughed at Noah. God spoke to you that a flood is coming, but it took 100 years for the flood to come. A lot of people have died prematurely because they were in a hurry. They could not stay put. They could not remain faithful. They could not stay disciplined. They could not wait on the prophetic word of God. God spoke it, so it should happen now. It will surely come to pass, but you need to practice the virtue of patience. Number two is Abraham. God spoke to you in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. I will make you a father of many nations.
Once again, final boarding call for Delta Flight 4.
Abraham was a father of
all passengers. Please board now through gate A16.
The promise lasted
party of
25
four,
years
Ogieva. Party of
for
four,
it to
Ogieva,
pass.
Please board now through gate A16.
My question
Carbon
is,
tour,
can you stand to be blessed? If you can wait for it, it will not be a waste. If you can wait therefore eat, it will not be a waste. Number three, patience facilitates the connection to the expected end. God bless him, Pili. Patience facilitates the connection to the expected end. James chapter 5, verse 12. We count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. So patience will definitely guarantee the expected end. Many people have walked out on church because they didn't have the virtue of patience. How did the Lord end them with Job? Patience takes you right to the end. 1997, started pastoring December 31st, 2013. This year will be 10 years, December 31st. I had to make my own mistakes to learn from it. There are people who admire fathers. They have not made any mistakes here. They have not learned any lessons here. Your heart has to be broken, rewired, reconnected. Will learn through experience. And if God has not put you in any experience, you can't go through wisdom. So you have to make mistakes and learn from them. You have to hurt people and be hurt. So you hope with patience. It means patience assists in the realization of desired outcome. Number four, patience assists connection with the mercy of God. Patience assists with the connection to the mercy of God. The Lord is pitiful and merciful. James 5 verse 11, God is not heartless. 1 John 4:8, God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God. So mercy is the character of God. You will not be ashamed of your hope if you walk in patience. Psalm 119, verse 116 to 117 shows the character of God as being merciful. That is, you cannot allow me to hope in you until people say, what has God done now? I want to strengthen a young man. I want to strengthen a young woman. Somebody who has been in deep anticipation of this prophetic word. That God will never allow you to be ashamed of you. He's not merciful to allow your enemies to mock at you. Every mockery that comes on you comes from God. Those hope on God, no wasting life. You cannot waste life. You cannot be waiting on God and be wasting life. So, theologically, what is patience all about? Let me close with this. What is patience all about? You need this word. Kindly share this word with somebody quickly. What is patience all about? Number one, patience is the capacity to handle seemingly despair. Beg your pardon. Patience is the capacity to handle seemingly delay without despair. The capacity to handle seeming delay without despair. It appears that something is delayed, yet you have the capacity to handle it, to champion it without breaking down. The capacity to handle it makes you a champion. In the name of Jesus. Job 14:14, this is called patience. And the Lord blessed the latter part of Job. We saw Job 42:10. But Job 14:14 says, though he slay me, yet will I still trust in God. And the verse 14 is amazing. 13, Job 14, 13 to 14. Let me read it to you. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till change. All the days of my appointed time, Senior Prophet Jerry, bless you for passing through. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. So patience is the capacity to handle seemingly delay without despair. Number two, patience is the determination to see the challenge give way for the change. Patience is the determination to see the challenge give way for the change. That you will see the yoke break. For the miracle to happen, you need to endure. You need to endure the contradistinctions. You need to endure the events that are antithetical to your expectations. You need to praise God through the pain. Praising God through the pain. Number three, patience is the refusal to give up halfway in the pursuit of divine agenda. The refusal to give up halfway in the pursuit of divine agenda. You don't stop halfway because of failure, infirmities, poverty, struggle. You have to say to yourself, decree and declare, I'm not stopping halfway. If God connected you to me, then I am remaining connected to the word of God. If your testimonies have not come yet, don't let anything shift you away. If God showed you that this is what he's about to do in your life, then you have to stay glued to the vision and pursue it with diligence, with patience, with hope, with gratitude, with faith, and all the strength in you. Number four, patience is the possession of staying power. Patience is the possession of staying power. There is no patience without perseverance. There is no patience without endurance. There's no patience without determination. You are just dead. You are not wallowing in pain, but you are wallowing in power. You are trusting and not rusting. You are believing and not grieving. Stay in power. Stay in power. As I preach, I have two counsels for you. Write them down. Number one, charge up your patience with your God-given picture of the expected end.
Yeah.
Charge up your patience with your God-given picture of the expected end. What do you expect of your life in this season? What are you trusting God for? How do you see yourself and life turning out in the next 1 year, 6 months, 4 months, as we begin to go to the last quarter of the year? He said to Jeremiah 1:5, he said, I already planned your life before your arrival. I planned your life before your arrival. So charge up your hope by walking in patience. It doesn't matter the realities on the ground. Charge up your patience with your God-given picture of the expected end. Lastly, charge up your patience with scriptural light and insight. The end of your waiting has arrived. So you have to glean light from testimonies of others. Listen to men that will inspire hope. Listen to words that will great patience and power. If God did it for you, He will do it for me. If God did it before, He will do it again. So charge up your patience with scriptural light and insight. Romans 15, verse 4. Abraham hoped against all reason. When light became future, when the promise of God became vague, when every word became contradistinctive and antithetical to his life experience, when the promises became so opaque, God's word became an item of nuisance to Abraham. When he waited, he was so tired of waiting. He still hoped against God. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know the patterns you are seeing. Some people are tired. Pastor Bernard, I can do this anymore. Brother Taylor, you have no idea what I've been through. I've been there before. You have no idea. I've fought many battles as a young preacher. But I had to fight. One day my mom said to me, do you know why I called you Bernard? Because as a child, there was a prophetic word that said, this guy will have a lot of battles, but I'll make him great. That's what my mom told me. So you got to fight. You can't give up now. You've walked with God for years. You've served God for ages. Now you want to give up? No, you can't give up now. You have to press on. You have to press in. You have to keep pushing. Trust God. Sometimes everything around will be contradistinctive, will be contrary, will be opposite to what God said. Everything around. You go like, this is not what God told me. This is not a vision I saw. This is not a prophetic word I received. The enemy will create pictures of contradictions. Pictures. He will bring experiences of contradictions just to dilute your faith, just to incite weakness, just to shift you off track, just to make you a weak man in the midst of your own business. God is your strength. Stretch your hands and let me pray with you. Distance is not a barrier. I want to speak the life of God to you, that you are so close to your manifestation. So wherever you are, I pray for you. Receive grace to carry so you can carry. Receive function to function. Receive the blessings of God and make it rich and that's your soul. I speak over your life
that the angel of the dawn. These.
Boston,
any U.S. military. Lord bless you. Lord honor you. Lord strengthen you. I love you and I pray for you. If you want a special time of counseling, prayer, drop me a message in my inbox. I'll respond to you. Pray for you. Keep faith alive. Keep hope alive. God will glorify you in Jesus' name. Have a great day. Shalom, peace, and love. Bye-bye.